It's working. Oh, Cal. So, welcome to Rocks. Why? I am. Well, having like brunch, sort of. So, I got a whole bunch of stuff. Apricots, Turkish, Turkish. I guess say, like, you know, New Yorker. No? Yeah, I got Turkish. Are you Turkey? What are you, Turkey? And the cheese and grape, I don't know, I guess I would say this is like the beer wine thing, but I'm okay with coffee. Brie is the one, just, you need alcohol to blend it, to break it down. I'm going to save the brie with something else. I'm going to go get some beer today. See if I can get some more of those Megadeth things. That's very intriguing. I like it. The crackers, I'm gonna eat. With hummus. Which is the best? Hummus and crackers. Hummus and toasted pita bread. Good stuff. I have a toasted hazelnut coffee. This is the Tarjay brand, and I'm having a black. You said the B word. You're a racist. It's like, shut up. It's really, shut up. Okay. Anyway. I was thinking something, like, you know, before these video games, you know, you have these missions, like, dystopian city, you got to do all this stuff. Before the John Wick movie came out. There was something happening in Chicago, in New York. I'm not sure Los Angeles, but maybe start from Los Angeles. But New York, we had it's almost like spy on spy, but it's a game. But you participate as a real life. You actually have to pay, can go in, and give you a scorecard. You have to call this number, the headquarters. The headquarter looks like oh god. But I met a few people and they're like, oh yeah, we do this. So it's authentic. Feels authentic. But it's all games. It's like a tag. I was like, oh, I remember tag. Used to play that all the time. So yeah, same thing. No, we use a water pistol. It's like, oh, okay. No, nothing. No, like yourself. No. No real guns or no, like, toy water guns with, like, bright colors. So you sign up, you call in, so you get a mission to give you pictures of who you're supposed to make contacts or do something. There's a mission thing. Opinion. I started it, but I think maybe one, the second mission, I called in a text in that I got, started it, then all of a sudden, I got people calling me and saying, what? We need your help. So you got the freelance, like, okay, work, money, work, or play. Like, all right, I'll go with money. It's not gonna get paid for it. It's fun, whatever. So I never went back. So the company is like, whoever the game master, whoever they are, they pull a pause. I got busy. It's like, yeah, that's fine. You can always come back anytime. But then years and years later, I'm like, I didn't have a chance to go back. Now, trying to find them, they're gone. Didn't work out. Oh my God. That sucks. But you know what? It was because you're doing it with real action, like really going out. Like, you have to, sometimes they say you have to go to a party, you have to dress up. Like, no way. Like, wow, that's cool. And then you have to go to a bar, you have to dress like one of those guys. You have to go some other event, you gotta be, dressing suits. Could be a museum. You won't be shooting in a museum, but you'd be like doing something else. It's really fun. It was so different. It was more imaginative. Like, you had a solved problem, like what's in front of you, you know, in this situation. Now, could this be a spook sponsored, maybe? I don't know. But I have fun about the two times I did it. It's like, all right. To hear stories. That meetups. I went to the meetups. Yeah, so tell me stories. Yeah, I missed it. The whole thing. Crap. Then you just kind of fade away. Oh, for notes, they have that. Let me see. I'm just gonna. Yeah, Nia, a spice scape. What is that? Is that it? No, that's not it. That's a museum thing. Yeah, they don't have anymore. Well, maybe they. Oh, wait a second. Maybe they do. They changed it. Superhero spy and you. Spice babe. Maybe that's a New York Air Quarters. Maybe not. No, this is something else. Okay. So, but that was interesting. You had to be so imaginative. You had to really pretend part. Like the first two times I went, there's one that was a dress-up party. It was just like a club. Everybody's the player. But you had to play the part. So I dressed up in suits. Like, find a suit. I walk in, you know, and they say, man, you pretend. It's like, yeah. So, hey, look, I work for fashion companies. You sort of have to be pretend, like, be pretentious to network people. So it's skill set. It's like, be a part of it, but not, you're not really part of it. that thing. So it was kind of fun. Yeah, it was cool. All that. But I have to say, it's real life is so much better than your metaverse life. Things you can do in real life. It's just amazing. It's like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know. Well, you say, I don't want to get hurt. That's an excuse, really. You don't want to get hurt. I don't want to get hurt all the time. People get hurt. Here's a funny one. Like, a couple days ago, I went to get gas. You know, then you have the, you know, the nozzle pulling in, all that stuff, and it hangs, right? That's a little, you have to hop over. Guess what? I tried to go over, and one of my legs got caught, and I fell. Oh, like, oops. I thought that was comical. I was like, oh, it's like, wonder if anybody caught it. If somebody called it, I would be like, hey, can you send me that? It's like, I want to post it somewhere on my website or somewhere. Because I think it's funny. It's like, because you don't expect that. It just happens. It's like Jackass. Jackass moment. I love that. But that's life. That's why I love it. Then you try, and then you kind of like go to video games, and it's just the same. Like, everything's the same. It just, it gets boring. It does. Because NPC are just programs. They do things like this. They only do these moves, and you just know. Easy. Then, like yesterday I said, when you play with a live player, of course it's a little different, but everything is still the same. There's no intrigue. There's no hiding in certain spots and pretend, and people just walk past. There's none of that. Yeah, it just... That's narcissistic too. Video games. I'm looking at what WCCF Tech. Weird West review. I kicked the burn. I liked it. That's narcissistic. Right? Why do you kick burn? Do that. I mean, okay, it's video game, but hey, do you do that? Did you want to do that in real life? No, it kind of makes you think, right? The things you do in a virtual reality. Would you do that in real life, right? And that's the funny part. I try not to. Try to just, this is why I do this. I have this consciousness take over. Like, why do this in real life? It's like, no. It's like, man, I don't feel like doing this, but this is part of the mission. I'll do it. I'll do it to minimal. And that's it. Minimize everything. Just get this thing, 1, 2, and get out. Bye. So, yeah, it's intriguing. And I thought about that this morning. Like, wow. Like, you know, I could try all that driving, all that stuff. Driving is a little different, but with the real, when you drive for real on the tracks, different. It's just different, totally different feeling you have. You don't have the G-force and all that stuff, maybe different sounds and different emotional feelings. It's different. You can get a rig that's pretty close, but not the same. And to go like surfing. No, you can do this. You're just using a controller. Do you feel doing that? Not really. Like, you would ride a bike. Is it like really riding a bike where you get your calves not burning just after like 100 feet, right? Your breathing's a little different. You gotta control breathing. And sometimes mouths get dry because you're breathing through your mouth. Get that? No, I don't get that in the games. No, never. Flying, I don't know. Flying's the same thing as like driving. It's close, but it's not there. You don't feel the G-force. And anything else? I don't know. Like, say, I don't know. What else is there? Yeah, I mean, just so many things. Like, no, it's the real life version is so much better. But the reason a lot of people go to the metaverse or VR or whatever world, virtual world, there's a reason. There's one of them is disabled people. They want to be part. And they get that visual thing and they feel it. So then it's like, feel good, right? And then there's people who's uncomfortable, socially uncomfortable. There are people like that. And they go in there, they talk, and they become a different person. There's a different personality, right? And we do like anywhere from like little kids, like not really teens, but like 20s to like somebody like 80 years old right in there. You know, but that's the part. So they feel vibrant they're in. So does it help them psychologically? Because they're not able to move around like they were in 20s, or like person's 20s is disabled, not able to move around, right? So a lot of things I did when I write those programs, I did it. It's like, no matter, just you guys. There are a lot of people like that. I'm sure if I give it out for free, there'll be tons and tons of people. Just because it's free, they would just take it. I'm expecting that. But also expecting that out of all these people who download this stuff, 1% of them will look at it and be like, I want to learn how to do this. And I did it for them, the open source. So it's sort of like, okay, you know, it's not what the original intent wasn't. I don't think it was what people vision today. Like, you're gonna put goggles on and you're gonna be this, they're gonna plug you in, you're gonna become a robot, you know, consciously upload to a space. No, it's not about, it wasn't really about that. Were we fooled? Maybe. I don't know what the big guys, I don't know what their plan was. But my thing was, it's like, I need to learn like three things quickly, so that's why I got in. Then it just kind of evolved. Because I wasn't able to go places. I have to like jump off to the computer and do something quick, come back. So just kind of lend itself into that. but it could get away from you. It does. And that's when you have to be like, okay, you have to realize, okay, this is way too much. I'm going to have to back off. And do not get goggles. Do not get those goggles. You'll be stuck in there forever. And you're going to lose your orientation. It's the worst. Fear goggles. Oh, it made me sick. It's not the same. So there's advantage, disadvantage. I think there's a lot of advantage. A lot of good things could come out of it. Especially teaching somebody how to do something. Right? Say, yeah, well, we're going to do this. This is how you put the things together. Try to do it in your real life. It's a teaching tool. I think I said that before on the previous podcast. When you have a augmented reality, that teaches you how to do certain things. That'd be great. But not the crazy stuff. The last Max Egan video they show you with this in Japan. It's like, yeah, no, we don't want that. It's in the beginning of it. This video. Yeah, I don't want that at all. It's just, that's noise. It's way too much. If you see it. Not the intro thing, the beginning thing. We're in the girl on the bus wearing a glass, and it's got all this crazy stuff, and it's just, I don't want that. Like, right now, I don't even carry my phone. I just leave it in the car and in the safe spot and just walk to the store. Someone will get in contact. Hey, well, no, leave a message. Japan, they will do this. Oh yeah, I can see it. But do you need it? No. Do you need it? I don't think so. But they want the biggest one us to plug in. They're trying hard. They give it a lot of money to these game makers. Not saying that games are not fun. They're fun sometimes. At times, they're fun. But what would you rather do? Would you rather be in virtual world or in the real world? Good things and bad things. Well, here's the thing. Virtual world, you can drive a car, supercar, right? We get a really good simulator. You can drive the thing and drive on track and learn about it. If you crash, you don't have to pay a lot of money for it. No, you do on a real crash. Because you were driving in the virtual way, you think it drives the same. Then you take it out and you crash. You pay a lot of money. Now the rich people, kids and stuff. Like these supercars. How many times I heard that? And they just crash. supercar crash. Like, whoa. Or some rich kids. They paid it off to shut up about it. It happened in New York. Yeah. And it's Asian, of course. They paid off. The city got paid off. The story came in and just disappeared. It was in the, it was a YouTube. It was a nice car. It's like, it was there. It's a car. Crash. It's the Porsche. Here's the thing. One thing, just one thing when you do it, you know, virtually, then you do it here. What charge drop? A year after the NYC and bring that. You've seen the original video. It's crazy. And there's another one. People getting away with it. And the guy just kept driving away. Dude. Almost $1 million. Porsche can build a Mirage. The same car that Paul Walker crashed in. What did he do? Lost control. Were you speeding? Yes. Lost control. Okay. Got away with it? Yeah. Holy cow. This is serious stuff, man. And dude, tons of kids. I don't care if they're spoiled, they're not spoiled, but I just, hey, you know, you should be doing that, right? Anyway. And most people just kind of forget it because the story is gone. And you will not, people will not talk about it. Dude. So dude, this, it's for, so my point is that if you don't have that money, you don't have the health, you know, you're not some dignitary's kid or relative. We, 1 year later, everything's dropped. Charges dropped. Everybody's paid off. Can't do that. You go to the virtual, go to the racing thing. Like what I do with the Sato Cosa. But I don't crash anybody. Because it's not cool, first of all. Try to drive normal. Or follow the rules. It's always rules. Rules are there for a reason. But it just, it's like, man, this stuff's crazy. Yeah, this is the only one, and I think I remember. I don't know anybody, whoever's listening to, or the previous podcast, talked about the Continental GT and the Monaco, a famous hotel, Monaco. Rich kids. It's not their fault. They didn't know how to drive that thing. We shipped the stick to drive. They fixed it, but we shipped the stick to drive. If you didn't press P, parking off, parking brakes off, you will not go. You press the gas, it will rev like crazy. So I think that's what happened. I think we did is instead put your foot on the brake, they were on the gas still. They hit the parking off. Handbrake parking button. Off. Oops. Car goes over. That was a 1 million, 1.1 million repair bill. Did they get away with? Yeah. I didn't hear that story. I mean, it's on YouTube, but a lot of people don't know. It's on the news. It paid off. Nothing happened. Meanwhile, I'm seeing a whole bunch of stuff with the Will Smith smacking everywhere. Everybody knows. Did it cause harm? Damage? No. Even Jim Carrey was sick about it. So it just... What is the media swinging us into? Why the real story are not told? But yeah, it's okay. We can do this. River. Like, dude, what? What? Right. I mean, in the meantime, they're just such a cool bunch of guys that just do drifting everywhere. I don't see that video anywhere. I don't see it. Of course, my 43 friend can see his stuff all the time. But what about everybody else? The Japan? The drifting, drift Japan. I don't see anything. Not Tokyo drift, everywhere. Everywhere in Japan, everywhere in Asia, everywhere somewhere else. Where are they? Do they care? I don't think they care. They're like, yeah, no big deal. We just doing for fun. And that's the key. We just doing it. Because, of course, not crashing anything. Just, I don't know. And this media is so weird. Like, especially YouTube, the algorithm. Just, what are they doing? Like, looking at the channel right now, Japanese race car left to die at a tuner shop. In Japan. That's nice. So they fix it up. There are a few, but not a lot. Let me see. Here's another one. Will Smith uses thumb on Chris Rock. What is that? What is this thing? There's some kid with a gun on video. What are they doing? I mean, there's some car crashes here and there because I type in car crash. There's a lot of car stuff now. All this stuff, I don't know. Where are they wheeling us into? That's what I'm curious about. What are they doing? But anyway, so today is just a weird subject. I'm like all over the place. I think it might be the cheese or the hummus or the grape. Who knows? With the water, with the neck in it. So it just, yes, yes, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes. And what to talk about? I don't know. I'm not going to talk about smacking and stuff. I'm going to skip the virtual world thing now. And go to the website. Somebody did that. Look at the titles. Same stuff. Don't use offensive words like boys or girls. What? Wokeness. Yeah. What are they trying to do? It just makes no sense. Well, it makes sense. I know what they did. It's part of the master plan of taking over youth. It's almost pretty similar tactics what the communists did during the CCP revolution. Exactly what they did with the youth. And the reward was a piece of paper. Say, hey, you do a good job. And here's a little like a piece of flair. You can put a button on it. That was it. No money, no extra stuff, no better food. You still have to stand online to get your food, but it just makes you feel like, ooh, it's special. That was it. That's how they trained it. It's maddening. Crazy stuff. And in the meantime, Caitlyn Jenner. Fox News hires Caitlyn Jenner. Oh no, Wheaties. And there's something to... And Bruce Willis is on the movie as a more cognitive struggle. Wow. So dope. Cover up the Japan. Oh, strip. We got strip club bills. Hi there. That story's gonna be buried. Are they? I don't know. No, I don't know. That's like years ago again, but I think all this stuff is coming out. They're throwing everybody under the bus. All these guys that just went crazy. Crazy. And they're, the higher ups. No, they all going down. You see it. It's happening. And the world's getting crazy, too. Beep, beep. Hang loose, the surprising reason why Robot Berg tries to serve every day. Struggles. He struggles. Wait, how much you have? How much money? But he struggles. I'm getting punched by bad news. Well, stop. Sell Facebook to, I don't know, Elon Musk. Leave. But like Biff from, Back to the Future. Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here? Biff. Anybody who listens to this, do you have any friend named Biff? I don't think I have one. I have like weird ones. Like, whoa. Like, holy cow. But not Biff. If I had a friend that named Biff, it's like, what kind of name is that? Biff. Sounds like beef. Every time you hear Biff, I'm like, hamburgers. Try to serve everything. See, is Zuckerberg serving on the electric stuff? That's not surfing, dude. You gotta catch the wave, man. You gotta listen to the wave. I bet you all the surfer like that guy. It's like, you're not welcome, bro. You're not welcome, bro. Go hand ten somewhere else. Imagine they probably do. Well, maybe they don't. Who knows? But electric surfing, no. Got a goose surfing. Oh, all the way out, water. Check out some, no? Friends left and right, it's a nod. It's all right. Then you drop it. Wave comes, you think it's the right one, paddle. Other guys will paddle too. Maybe like one or two. Then just go. It's a different feeling when you do that. It's more. When you have electric, something electric assist. I mean, yes, you need the balance, but it just. What is that? It's like riding a BMX. You're supposed to jump around and stuff, but then you got the one with the electric. So it's just going straight. What about the jumps? What about the jumps? So I can jump with this. Well, I don't know how to. Those kind of people. Like, boy. So you just bought this just for to go to look cool. That's it. That's it. Really doing something or not doing something. I don't know. I think all these guys, all the tech giants, they're gonna get hit. I mean, there was a news yesterday about reach from Apple, Samsung, or something else. You know, and not too long ago, they had this whole conference and say, the Mac OS or the iPad OS, or the iOS, it's the most secure system, the whole cloud service, the most secure system. And they are able to hand that because somebody faked themselves as the authority. These guys cannot figure out fake. It's like, or did you just hand it off and pretend? You know, it's not. We look at it. This is crazy. Really crazy. What's real? Okay, so this whole thing with Will Smith, it got out of hand. I mean, I think it's a joke. I think it's faked. It was pre-planned. Maybe went sideways, but it's pre-planned. It's crazy. Liberal media funding conference Hunter's laptop. Okay. Yeah, sure. You wouldn't think anything else. That's what they, just like the guy with the car that pushed it. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting paid. Oh, it's nothing else. Oh, it's nothing. Nothing burger. You know, you see. And the story goes. But I think this time around it's different. It's sticking. And they're going to get busted. Both sides want to get busted. So they're getting busted. All these people. But then the people who want to bust the Bidens are getting busted themselves. Imagine. It's all going down. And then we'll see what kind of system they want to change to. And hopefully it's not going to be what I think it is going to be. The whole social credit system, which is kind of like going that way, but might not. So, so anybody got this read about the articles, if you can find them, saying that the jab is AIDS, basically. And people, I didn't have sex. No, it's autoimmune disorder. It's not about sex. It's about they inject you with this crap. And guess what? You all got it. Now, the thing is, how long is it going to take for the effect to reach your brainstem and slowly deteriorate you? Right? Cannibal coronavirus ejection detected by NASA with hit risk tonight. Oh, radio blackout. Maybe that's what they was yesterday. They were spraying. They were spraying a whole bunch, you know, chemtrails. Crap. Chemtrail cheat. The which will cheat the corona mass ejection. Maybe you bounce off, hoping or something. It was spraying that all over the place yesterday. Like, what are you doing? Facebook paid GOP opposition research firm to undermine TikTok. ByteDance. First of all, these two companies should just, you should, anybody who has it, just walk away from it. If you can. If you cannot, useless. So, craziness continues. What else is there? I don't know. I'm just looking around for the stuff. Uncrate. Okay. Opulence. Ooh, Lego. App control. Cat bulldozer. Really? Always want to drive a bulldozer because. I don't know. I thought those things are neat. It's the Cat D11 bulldozer. Well, there's a whole bunch of ones. Excavators and stuff. I just thought that they were intriguing. Not until I heard like he can make a lot of money by doing that stuff. Like, oh. I got the lesson. And I almost got a free lesson. I have a friend. It's finally on the. Hey, you want to learn how to play? It's like, no. Nah, I got to do something else. I should have went. Because you know what? Because I got a license. Could be doing this thing. This construction site. Oh, who cares? You're in the machine. Lift things, excavate, do stuff. And when you finish, you're like, yep. What a wonderful day. Excellent work. But you're just sitting in the thing. That's it. You don't really do much else. Maybe you have to get out once in a while to check on the things here and there. That's it. That's your job. And get paid. Because a lot of people, there are a lot of people who can't, they don't know how to use that thing. You'd be special. Like, ooh. I can still learn it, but like I don't have that mindset anymore. I don't want to do it. Let me see. Cathay Pacific is modified non-stop route from New York JFK to Hong Kong International, going east. Oh, usually go west. Interesting. Well, anyway, I think this is it. I'm just going to go finish my coffee. Cheese and fruit and hummus stuff with my coffee and just chill out. Just not much to do. I can go research. News, but the news is the same. Everybody's still talking about the same stuff. It's going in circles. And the good news, it's just like, yeah, talking about the same, pretty much the same. Because it overwhelms over time. So I don't need to know this. It's too much. It's good stuff, do a lot of good stuff, but there's a lot of other things, just I don't care. Oh, here's a good one before I go. get a title. So daily photo sharing might mean double depression risk. Yeah. Stop the selfie. Stop promoting and market yourself and get just to get the one like. Some people can say that about my podcast, but my podcast is about me. And it's not about you. It's me. I'm going to talk and be like, hey, this is how I feel today. I got my stuff out of my head. Now I can fill it with just junk, the other junk. So I can dump it tomorrow, April Fool's, to everybody. Then I have the weekend. I'll just gather more stuff and I can dump it all next week. That's how it goes. So anyway, have a wonderful Thursday of March 31st, the last day of March 2022. Enjoy your day. Don't get too crazy. Inner works, meditation, your health. You've got jabbed. Well, there's certain remedies you can find. And just be cool. That's it. If somebody bothers you, somebody cut you off, it's like, no. Get out of here. Punk. Get out of here. You go. And just let it go. That's it. So, have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow. Ciao.